Our coverage from China continues to bring in hundreds of emails from our listeners. We got this note from Frank Starr of Burlington, Vermont. Night has fallen on my street, and I still hear the stifled sobs in Melissa Block's voice as she described the horror of discovering children's bodies in the rubble of collapsed buildings. Her real-time reaction makes the despair and sorrow of losing a loved one so palpable. This kind of reporting is so much better than just stating numbers or showing a photo in the abstract. It makes world events as startlingly real as though they occurred on your own street. Diane Peters-Gegg of Lititz, Pennsylvania, had a similar response to Melissa's story yesterday about a couple digging through rubble for their child and his grandparents. As painful as the experience was, I thank you for putting a very human face on this enormous tragedy. Sometimes in the busyness of our own lives, we hear the news and it just doesn't really register. I will never forget this report. We received an admonition from Salvatore Principato in New York City. He calls our stories from Sichuan Province, quote, very emotional but bereft of any social, political, and most of all, journalistic value. Most listeners don't have to hear prolonged clips of victims' families suffering to understand the enormity of the situation. It disempowers people and reduces them to ineffectual sentimentality as if nothing we do, save raise a piddling amount of relief money, can impact the severity of the tragedy. Well, thanks to our listeners for the hundreds of responses to our earthquake coverage, good and bad. You can write to us by going to npr.org/contact us, and please remember to tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.